Hi there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
Good. You are nothing if not punctual.
Well, usually if it's like for a get together, if I'm not early, I'm late. It's a military thing I held on to.
Not a problem.
So, you settled at your desk? Just a good time for you?
I'm here.
Okay, super. So what we'll do, Bruce, we'll go through all of your information. I'm going to be checking links and gathering anything that your technician is going to need to work on your account, verifying that names, addresses, numbers are all accurate. And then that should take us about 15, 20 minutes. We'll get billing set up. We'll also schedule your onboarding call. And that'll be a call with me and your technician. And they'll, first and foremost, another quality control check, make sure all of your info is right. We check it every chance we get because we don't want anything inaccurate headed over to Google or anywhere else. And then right after that onboarding call, we roll up our sleeves and get busy working on your account. So let's go ahead and get started. Bruce, what's your last name?
Last name is Fisher. Let me spell it. F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
F-I-S-H-E-R.
No, it does have a C. F-I-S-C-H-E-R. Yeah, you think I know.
F-I-S-C-H-E-R, correct?
Right.
Excellent. And, Bruce, I don't need the digits just yet, but on the card that you're going to use for payment today, does a middle initial or middle name appear at all?
Let me see. Haven't grabbed it.
They're always different, it seems like.
Every card is different. Okay. United, it says, R, Bruce R. Fisher.
Right. Thank you. Okay, get that filled in. And I'm also skimming my own work too frequently here to make sure we've got everything right. And then are you by chance bilingual? Did you want us to highlight that at all?
No.
Okay. No problem.
Order más dos cervezas, but that's about it.
You know more than I do. You truly do. I'm starting to learn. I actually am. I think it'll just be handy to know, but I've just scratched the surface. Let's see. All right. Let's go ahead and list out your services. So far I've just got blinds, shutters, I'm going to put blind installation and shutter installation.
So, yeah, if there's any preference towards the order, it would be shutters.
Okay, you want those first. Yes. Okay.
Yes, yeah. And then after that would be shutters, barn doors, and then blinds and shades.
Blinds, shades.
Yeah, and just as an FYI, so I'm obviously representing some other company, and I'm in talks right now for a company to do some outside shade, which can create like a temporary Arizona room. You know, you pull it down or you do it electronically.
Neat.
Over here. So I don't know if I'll get to be able to do that, but if I can, then I would want to, update the keywords and all that in the future.
Absolutely. So anytime that happens, you're not limited to just what you've got going on today. So if you add other services, other products, definitely. Yep. Let us know and we'll get that changed throughout your programming. Yep. I'm glad you mentioned that. Even if it's a year down the road, and you need to make a change, you let us know. Okay. And then let's go And then for your email, Bruce, I've got bruceazshutters@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I've got your phone number as 602-799-4450.
Right.
And is that also your business line?
Yes, that's my only line now.
Okay. And then currently you're on Pacific time, right? It's 10 o'clock there now.
Yeah, I think that's... No, I don't think we're Pacific. I think we're Mountain Standard.
Oh, okay. Okay. But it
is... Like Colorado. But it is 10 o'clock, yeah.
It is 10. Okay, so right now then you're on Pacific. Believe it or not. I know it throws all of us off. Oh, and Bruce, I was actually just going to send you an email, a couple of emails. One is informational. My apologies for my young puppy. Here we go.
Yeah.
So the first email I'm sending to you is about our dashboard and reporting area. So you'll be able to log into our system anytime and in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, the keywords they're finding you on, all of that information about what's going on your account. So I just sent you information on that.
Yeah.
And then, now, I had a note. I don't think we had decided if you wanted to do Facebook ads along with the local map programming.
Yeah,
or if you
so I have decided at the moment, I know I can add that. I do not.
Okay, so you want to keep the Facebook off for now?
For now, yes.
Okay, no problem.
I kind of want to start with this and see what results we get. That's something I can do down the road.
Absolutely, we can do that. And then, yeah, whenever you're ready, just let me know. You can let your technician know, too, but I have the extra added ability to make sure we're getting you the best price. Usually I've got access to discounts and reductions. So whenever you're ready for that, let me know, and I will find the best price for you.
Okay.
So then the second email is going to be your exact price and package. I wanted you to have that in writing. I wanted to make sure we had it right here. So I'm taking the Facebook.
Yeah, because you did give it to me. I've got that chart that shows the $99 setup fee and the $249 a month.
Okay, good. And just for company purposes, I'll send it to you one more time, and then you have it. So this one is, I pulled the Facebook out, so it's just back to that $249, and then, yes, the one-time $99 setup. All right, and then for company name, Bruce, I've got Arizona Shutters and More, and then I show an exclamation point after it. Is that in the company name?
No, it's not on the... Sometimes it's on a brochure just to create excitement, but it's not on, obviously it's not on the website. So,
okay.
I'll have to take that off.
And then do you want an Inc. or LLC included behind that at all?
No, the parent company is Double B Ranch Corporation.
Okay. You run a ranch too.
No, I went to go get Double B, and somebody had that. This is like 1986, so they said, all you have to do is add a word. So I added the word ranch. Next thing you know, we have a dude ranch. Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome.
It doesn't mean anything.
Well, hey, it's still kind of neat. I mean, it's something that most other people don't have. Oh, that's awesome. And then for your address, I've got 1318 East Claystone Drive, Green Valley, Arizona, 85614.
Yes, but having said that, I noticed there was something, I don't remember where I read it, that said if I wanted to, I could keep my address off.
Yes. In fact, that was going to be my next question.
Okay. So just because people are crazy... most of the time, the rest of my life, I've always had an office. you know, and staff and all that. And now it's just a house, but, you know, I had people show up unwanted thinking it's a showroom, and it's not, because we bring the showroom to them. So if there is an option, yes, we want to keep it off.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that too, because it we nor Google want your personal address floating around anywhere out on the, on the web. So yeah, that's something that we do pay close attention to. So I just made a note for our technician, your technician, and for Google, that it is a home address. So we're going to leave it off. So you'll still be pinned in the map in that general area. I mean, literally within a block or two, but your pin isn't navigable, so they can't drive to your house.
I understand.
And then, of course, your street address won't be published either.
Right.
And then I was going to grab your website address here. I knew I have it.
The same name of the company, Arizona Shutters and More, .com.
There it is. Oh, my computer even remembered it from last time. It really is a good-looking site. I like your site. It looks great. And now, have you got someone that's taking care of and maintaining your website for you, Bruce?
I do, yeah. Mark
okay.
Smith, based out of Texas, doing there for
okay.
5 years.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so we don't need to worry about anything there. And, yeah, if you've got someone working on it for you already, you're in good shape. Okay, get that all updated. Make sure you got her all right there. Okay. And then currently you don't have a Facebook page, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And I'm going to put a note.
The webmaster is actually offered to do that in the future.
Oh.
As one of her, as one of her services. And just on a personal note, I'm not much into social media. I just don't do it. People tell me they get results, and I'm going, I don't know why. I'm not a Facebook person. I just communicate with my relatives that way, you know.
Right. And you know, it's funny you should say that, too, because I'm the same way. I don't really do social media. I never have. But for business, I do use it, and it's true. It works really, really well for business.
I'll just go into this somewhat begrudgingly. On a personal note, I'm not sure if it's over, but I've had a stalker for about, 20 years. So
really?
I just don't, like when I go to somebody's house, they take a picture, I go, yeah, can you not post that? Because this person wants to know where I am and vacations and, you know, but everybody just
wow.
does it. It's really embarrassing because they post, you know, your picture with them, which was your time, and they put it out.
Right.
Somebody. So, I'm very cautious about that. That's another reason I want to hold off.
And I don't blame you. You know, it's, social media, actually, it ruined one of my favorite towns in Colorado. It's just this beautiful little mountain town. And back in the 70s and 80s, when we first stumbled on it, it was just this tiny, wonderful town, wonderful people.
Right.
And social media, it's gorgeous. I mean, it looks like the Swiss Alps. It really does.
Right.
And it's just as much fun to play in. But social media, people started, you know, sharing pictures and videos and telling people they needed to come here. And now it's just too full of people.
Tell me it's not Glenwood Springs.
Nope, it's not Glenwood Springs.
Okay.
Nope.
I love that place.
Nope. That is a beautiful place. No, the town is Ouray. Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in Silverton and Durango.
A lot of wonderful places.
And Ouray is like number two compared to Glenwood.
Wow.
Big hot springs and all. It's a beautiful town. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, they started spreading pictures and getting people to come there. And it used to be a really nice kind of quiet place to go vacation. But now, like, for example, on the 4th of July, everybody rents out their yards for tents so that people rent literally tent space in somebody else's yard. And the town is overflowing with people. It's just ridiculous. We don't even go anymore on the 4th because it's just too much.
I understand.
So I get you wanting to stay away from social media. It can ruin things. Other things it makes better. Bruce, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email? Which works better?
I'd say text, because that way it's not interrupting whatever it is going on.
You bet. And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation on your Google Business profile?
Realistically, 10 to 11, one day a week. But no, I'm kidding. I would say Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Perfect. I saw one time, or heard, maybe I was heard, open 24 hours. Not in a row.
Wow. 24/7, why not? Yeah.
You're exactly. Okay, that all looks great. I'm just double checking everything here again, make sure we got it all. And then I'm going to send you a handful of texts, Bruce. The first one, which you already have, but I'll send it to you one more time anyway, is my contact information. I'm the lead on your account. You can go ahead and put me in your phone. And then I'm also sending you, I've got it labeled as customer service, and that's where you'll reach your technician. So you can put them in your phone too. And I don't know yet which technician you and I will be assigned to. We'll find that out right before your onboarding call. Let's see. That you're good. Okay. Let's go ahead and set up that onboarding call, speaking of which. So I like to set this at your earliest convenience because I don't like to take your money and then not get to work. And as soon as that call is complete, we get to work. So let's see, we do have a couple slots at this afternoon if you wanted to try and get it in today. Otherwise, tomorrow is pretty wide open.
I'm out this afternoon. Tomorrow morning might be good.
Okay, you got it. So let's see, we block an hour for the call. Typically only takes about 25 to 30 minutes, and you don't need to be in front of your computer. And we do book right on the hour. So we could do,
9 is good.
9 is good. Catch you during that 1 hour that you're open, right?
That's right. Life of leisure. So we got
exactly. There you go. If it were just that easy, right? Oh.
Yeah.
Sky refreshed. There we are. We've also got a little checklist here that I'm running through to make sure everything's good. I found that exclamation point in another spot, so I wanted getting rid of that.
Okay. Yeah, it may add more confusion. It's an unnecessary symbol. So
yeah, and if it, yes, I mean, if it was something you wanted on there, we'd certainly make sure it was there. But, since you don't, we'll make sure it's not then.
Right.
All right. So I'm going to send you this calendar appointment here in just a second, Bruce. And that's going to hold our slot with our technician for tomorrow. I just got to get this little guy built, and then I'll email it to you. Here we go. Everything's working just perfectly. I like it when it does that. Okay, Bruce, that email is on the way to you. The subject line on this one is local splash CIE, our internal coding.
Right.
And then when that one gets there, it'll be a calendar appointment. If you could open that up, please, and hit the yes option. And I will put this on their other calendar.
So this is the new one you just sent me? Okay, invitation, got it. And then, hang on, I'll put it in my calendar.
Perfect. And actually, once you hit the accept button, if you're using Google Calendars and sometimes even Outlook, it'll add it to your calendar for you. Unless you already hit the yes and it didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't think. Okay, I just added you to my Apple calendar. So yeah, so I just hit yes.
Awesome.
And
let's see.
Yeah.
See if it comes through over on this end. There, perfect. Thank you, Bruce.
Okay.
All right. And then got those guys scheduled. And then tomorrow morning, too, when I call you, I'll let you know who our technician is before I bring them on the line.
Okay. And what is the role of the technician?
So they are going to go through quality control. They'll run through your information again to make sure I've got everything right. We didn't miss any typos or anything. Talk about your campaign, what we're going to start with, you know, what we'll do at each phase. We'll get you into your reporting dashboard, show you how to get photos and logo to us, just general housekeeping things that we need to get you started beyond what we're collecting today. Yeah. And then, of course, they'll be working on your programming, too. Looks good. Well, we're getting close here, Bruce. Everything's just cooking along smoothly. No hitches in our get-alongs.
Excellent.
Here we are. That was wonderful that Lulu put the request for credits in here for you. I like saving people money when and wherever I can.
Sure.
Okay, there we go. So I'm setting up your subscription, making sure that we've got the discounts in there. Okay, good. So we've got you at $249 a month and then the one-time $99 setup. And that's all we'll take today. And then there won't be anything due until April 23rd, and it'll be the flat $249 from there on out.
Right. And then you just automatically bill me a certain date each month?
Yep. It'll be the same day of each month. And I'll run through if you need to cancel things like that too with you in a little bit. All right. Got that set. Credits applied. Looks good. I am finally ready for credit card information, Bruce.
Okay.
Does the company name appear on that card along with yours?
It does. Nobody's ever asked me that, but it does. It's my name and then double B as in boy, Ranch Corp, C-O-R-P.
Oh, B as in boy, Ranch Corp.
And the address is my address here in Green Valley.
Perfect. Okay. And then Master Visa, Amex, or Discover.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hang on, I'm going to get my magnifying glass.
I know. It is. I'm with you.
Okay. 4246
okay.
3153 3339 6412.
Oh, Bruce, my apologies. Could I have you start from the beginning again? It didn't take it when I entered it.
Sure. Okay, 4246 3153
Okay. Go ahead. 3339 Okay.
And then 6412.
Okay, thank you. And then expiration, please.
Is 527.
And that three-digit code that they moved again, I think.
Yeah, 112.
Got it. Update that. Oh. Helps if you click Visa. There we are. Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and send this through for the 348 total. And then that's going to kick off a couple more emails to you. It takes a second. I'll let you know when they head your direction.
Okay.
There it goes. So the one we want, you should have two on the way. The one we want is Local Splash Initial Invoice. And that's your receipt. But also, I'm going to walk you through the clicks and the typing on that one. And if you have any questions, too, guys will read it to you, too.
Okay.
So I'll let you get through that. And
nothing yet.
Okay, it should be there any second. Sometimes it hangs up for just a second.
Solar flare is happening today. Let you know about that.
Oh, really?
I
didn't know that.
And it might upset cell phone things. There's a dark patch on the sun that's about three times the width of the Earth. Hard to even imagine.
Oh, wow. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks for choosing your invoice. Okay. So please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes. And then at the bottom of the next page is a checkbox. It asks you if you're the authorized cardholder. I believe that's how it's worded.
Okay, there's a lot. Oh, I certify I'm the authorized.
There you go. And then it'll want you to type your name as it appears. And it is case sensitive and no punctuation.
So click that and then hit the click here. Click here and type your name. All right, hang on. All right, the date and confirm signature.
Perfect. And then it should take you to a login screen.
Oh, you know what? It says signature doesn't match. It's because I forgot the R.
Oh, yep, that'll do it.
Is it case sensitive?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Well, that's why I also too. It's a double, my bad.
Hey, it happens. It's nothing we can't fix.
You guys don't mess around. All right, so it's asking me for username. I'll choose my email, my personal email.
Oh, and actually, don't even worry about that page, but you are in the right place. We'll get you your login. Yep, you can.
Do I hit login?
Nope.
That's what
you can just exit. Oh.
Okay.
Did it let you
log in? As soon as I hit confirm, I hit confirm, and then it goes to the login page.
Okay, so you can close the login page. That's actually where you're going to get into your dashboard, and we'll get you those login credentials on your call tomorrow morning. So,
Okay. How do I log out? Because it says username, password, and login. That's it.
Oh, you should just be able to X that window and get rid of it with any luck.
All right. Okay. So I'm back to my email.
Did it. Okay, perfect. Good. All right. And then we also, before I forget, we need to set up your security challenge question and answer. So if you or someone else were to call in and try to access your account, it's another layer of protection for you. But also, you can use it the other way around. So if you get a call and you think it could be us, but you're not sure, say, hey, I'm going to give you the challenge question, and if you can't give me the answer, then you know it's not us. Right. And the reason I say that is this is something for you to make note of. Local Splash will never call you asking for more money. Neither will Google. So if you get any calls asking you for more money for whatever, website, subscription to Yelp, whatever it is, it's not us, and it's probably, it's a good chance you don't need it. So to save you the money and the headache, yeah, just know that. If it's somebody calling asking for more money, it's definitely not us. So you can use that challenge question that way too. So we've got three options. Mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden.
Okay. I'm ready for that when you are.
With M as in mother, O-R-R-I-S, Morris.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
Yep.
See if I can, if I'm talented enough to type it the same way twice while it X's it out. There it went. Good. All right. So the last little kid that we have is the voice verification, Bruce. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners because we're locking you in at a discounted rate. So as I'm walking through this with you, if you have any questions or need clarification, don't hesitate to stop me and ask. It's not so formal, we can't do that. And there are a couple of places where I'll have voice prompts for you, like saying the name of the company and such. If you're ready, I'll get to reading.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance, and the recording is attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Arizona Shutters and More. .com.
And please state your name and title within the business.
It's Bruce R. Fisher, and I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes, I will.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup have been charged on today's date, March 23rd, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable total of $348, the breakout of which is a one-time only $99 setup charge and $249 flat rate for your first month. Going forward, beginning on April 23rd, your true flat monthly rate is locked in at $249, to which there are no additional taxes added, no click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Your subscription will automatically renew on the 23rd of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue, you may do so at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to your billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. And then let me see. I thought we had one other thing. That all looks good. I'm going to do one more brush through here just to make sure everything looks right. Perfect. And Bruce, I do have a personal favor to ask if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
If you feel I've done a good job, would you mind leaving a review for me if I send you a link?
That's fine. Does it get posted?
Yep, it'll go, it's for Google. It'll go on the Google reviews.
Okay.
Do you mind?
I'll take a look at it. If it sends me too far, I just don't like my name out there.
Oh, you should be able to just do, like Bruce S. I'm pretty sure it'll let you do that. If you run into trouble with it or let me know and I'll give you a hand. But let me text you that link. I really appreciate it. There we go. I texted that link to you. Perfect. And Bruce, everything else looks just beautiful. You are all set. Congratulations.
Okay, so we're on for tomorrow at 9 a.m.
We are on for tomorrow at 9. Any last questions before I let you go for today?
No, and you are on that phone call too.
Yes, sir. I will be calling you at 9.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. You have a good rest of your day, Bruce, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Gail. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.